Hi, this is Jen Pham and Sora Yi, and welcome to Pham Yi,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
So this episode, we were thinking of really talking about the one.
Mm-hmm.
But before we got to the one, or our the one,
there were many not the ones.
There were many frogs we kissed. We kissed many frogs. So the reason why we wanted to do this episode is because everyone always asks me like, oh, how did you know he was the one? And I feel like Sora gets that too.
Yeah.
And maybe because I have a lot of friends that still have not been married or engaged. We're still in the dating phase that they keep on asking me this question. So I don't know. Do people ask you this question often?
I feel like people ask me this question not because they're curious about how to find the one, but I feel like mine stems from my friends having seen me with other people and they question how this guy ended up being the one I married.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think they're more curious as to, because some people don't understand how we click.
Mm.
So I guess they're just more curious, like, what finally made you be, because I'm a relationship girly.
Yeah.
I've been in many relationships. And so they were just like, why now? Why him?
That's so crazy, because I was actually talking to one of my friends asking like, oh, how did Alex and Sora just click like that? Because to me, I would think that Alex kind of acts like that all the time. And I was like, oh, he does. I mean, there's no change and he's not a different person behind closed doors. And I think when I say that is because some guys, they're like a softy with their girl.
Yeah.
And then in the outside, they're like all big, manly, yeah, macho, whatever. But Alex is very much himself, what we would think.
Very much. And some people, which makes me question, what do you think I fit with if you don't think I fit with someone like that? Because he's very, he's just a fun people person, very, like, lighthearted, doesn't take life seriously. So if people are questioning why we work, that must mean I'm the opposite.
I think it's more like maybe some of your exes can come off serious.
Yeah.
And or
they were not very different.
Yeah. I think that makes me think, like, what was your type? I mean, I know my type is all over the spectrum too. Do you think there's any correlation with your type? I know I did look at specific things that I like in men or boys, whatever you want to call them, but there's things I looked for, but when you look at them over a spectrum, they're all so different.
I don't think I had a type necessarily. Or, you know, some may argue that I did. I think my
type was toxic.
Yeah. I don't think my type was based on the guy's personality. I think my type was based on the choices, the things I was looking for based on my emotional state at that time. Especially in the past, you know, having pre-therapy me, unhealed, it was looking for something else. And it was looking for these types of guys that were not the best for me. But it was what I was looking for based off my trauma self.
I think, like, what you're trying to say is, like, at that moment of your life, that's what you needed.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe not needed.
I don't think it's needed. I think that's just what I gravitated toward.
Like, oh, you're fitting my lifestyle right now.
Yeah, exactly. Or also, it just could have been immaturity. I was looking for very superficial things.
And I think it says a lot, like, that you're holding yourself accountable to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did a lot of reflection. So, which gets us to, how did you know when he was the one?
Yeah, did you want to go first? Because we've been talking about Alex, or should I go?
I could go, yeah.
Okay.
So how did I know that my husband was the one? Okay, well, it may be cliche to say, but it was a feeling. You know, the phrase you hear when you hear, when you know, it's a cliche for a reason. And in my experience, it was very true. It was, I think, the first time I met him, I noticed, and when I was leaving, I just remembered this feeling where I was actually telling myself, don't catch feelings so fast, because I felt my heart, I felt my heartbeat moving, and I remember looking at myself in my car mirror and was like, don't do that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so just to backtrack. So we just got out of a relationship, now that I'm thinking about it.
Like 3 months ago.
She just got out of a relationship. It wasn't even, you know, publicly known to the friend groups, I feel like, for some time, because she was processing that breakup, honestly. And then once all the friends knew, out of nowhere, her birthday came around and she's like, well, I'm going to bring this new guy. And we're all like, wait, what?
It was your birthday.
Oh, wow. It was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it was definitely my birthday.
I met him right before your birthday.
Yeah, no, I hosted my birthday at Sora's house. because I remember Sora saying, like, I'm going to be single for a year. I actually made a bet for free. Which is a free bet. A bet for free with one of my girlfriends. Like, oh, I believe Sora. Like, she's going to be single for a year. And, you know, she met her the one, which is crazy.
Silly you. You shouldn't have.
Well, good thing it was a bet for free.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
Then I would have lost money.
I remember telling you, like, slap me if I get into a relationship. I was like, no, I absolutely will be single this year. There's no going back. Yeah, life didn't work out that way. And I did try, okay? I really was like, I don't want to get in a relationship. But this is what I mean. It was a feeling. It was something I couldn't turn my back on. It just, a month in, I told my parents, I might marry this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just knew. But what solidified that feeling is he met every requirement that I was looking for. Mm. And so I had a pastor who told me to write down a list of everything I wanted in my future partner. And I had written a list down. And mind you, I wrote this down when I was like 16. But I think along the way, like every now and then throughout my younger adult years, I would kind of go back and like re-edit it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I didn't look up this actual list. Like, I don't know where it is. I just remember I had written this down and had overlooked it throughout the years. And I just knew that he had fit everything I was looking for.
That's so insane. Because when we were, and I say we, you know, Sora and I, we were part of a group of girlfriends that were all going through a breakup at the same time. And I remember one, it was actually morning because we were so hungover, but we were going to pick up a friend's car that was towed. And we were all so hungover all day, and we were, you know, finally the next night going to pick up her car that was towed. And in the car, I wrote my list of what I want and what I don't want in my future partner in 2018.
Oh, wow.
And Ka has actually fit all of them. I even wrote, like, to the littlest detail of, like, being good at math. So I'm so bad at math. And it's just like, oh, I need someone good at math. Please help me.
The tiniest detail.
I wrote all the details. And yes, like you said, I would adjust it or reread it. Usually in my goal setting, like annual, when I was single, I was reading back and I was like, this is what I want in my future partner. And that's so crazy because Cod definitely.
He checked.
Yeah. And I think mine is very opposite of you of how I know the one because I didn't know immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Because you knew like the first time y'all story. Met, I feel like.
Yeah. It was very, just very quick.
Yeah. Like you guys knew. Whereas for me, I didn't really know. I actually met Cod in 2018.
Before Girl Code.
Yeah.
Before we started this podcast.
Yeah. So I met him and I was actually at the gym with Sora when I went and hit on him. I've never hit on a guy like came up to them and was like, hey, I think you're cute. But if you have a girlfriend, I'm so sorry. And that's what I said to him. And, you know, he pulled out his headphones. I'm like, oh my God, I just talked to a guy at the gym and he didn't even hear anything I said. It was just insane. And so I was like, abort. Abort the situation right now. I need to leave. And so I started turning around. I didn't let him speak. He took out his headphones and I was walking away. Like, I didn't, I was gonna pretend like I didn't say anything.
Just pretend like nothing happened.
Like, maybe I asked for some workout equipment because it was at the gym. And I was like, And then he was like, oh, hey, I'm Claude. No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, so he did hear you.
Yeah, he heard me. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, he heard me. And then he was like, oh, I'll give you my number. And then at that moment, you had all my stuff and you were going to the locker.
Oh, I remember this.
So I said, I don't have my phone. And then I gave him my number. We pretty much hit it off, but I could feel that he was catching on feelings very quickly. And I just got out of a relationship maybe like 2 months prior. So that didn't work out. I kind of just walked away from that one. You know, that's so crazy. And then I also believe in God. So, you know, 2.5 years later, here I am in my single life. A month before, I was telling a friend, like, hey, I think I'm ready to, like, seriously date. Like, I didn't know it was going to be like, oh, I'm about to never date again. This is my person.
You will never dip your foot back in the single pool again.
Ever in the dating pool. It was crazy. So, yeah, Kai and I hit it off on a friend date. Like, it was a friend date. We went to Barcelona and we did credit card roulette. And we used the same, you know, Chase Sapphire card. So hopefully it was very fair game. And he ended up paying. But anyway, so how I knew the one was because we were arguing one time after the gym. And we were arguing in leaving the gym, going to Kroger, and we're sitting in front of Kroger. I don't know what we were arguing about. I mean, I think when you first start a relationship, you have all these small arguments because you're trying to understand each other, but there's so much miscommunication because how a boy says things and how a girl says things, they just mean two completely different things, and you're just arguing all the time. You're just trying to figure it out. So I don't know what we were talking about, to be honest, but in that moment, I was just thinking to myself, like, yo, I never want to argue with somebody else again. Like, this is it. Like, I like how we argue. We are somewhat respectful to each other. It was really me. I was the not respectful person. I raised my voice. But we're respectful to each other. And we actually both try. And we both put in effort. And he's not victimizing himself. And it was just insane. I never dated a guy where not only did he take my hits, but he also told me what I could be better at. And we worked together as an actual team against the problem. He always said, it's not me versus you, it's us versus the problem. And I've never had any relationship where I had to think of it like that. So I really feel like I'm fighting that person for my life because it's like, how do you not know you're wrong? But okay.
I love that you brought that up because I think that's so true into who is the one. It's whoever makes you better.
Yeah.
Like, whoever is your perfect match, and I agree. Like, they don't just fit everything you're looking for, but they are, like, that person that fits you.
Yeah.
They balance you out. And, you know, like, let's say you're a loud one. I know both of us are the loud ones. And the guys are probably the calm ones. And maybe that's just what we needed to calm us down. But it's, like, it's just a level of, like, healthiness you feel in a relationship that's just so attractive. And it's also, like, illuminating. It makes me want to stay. Like, I don't want to do this with anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, what you said is so very true. I can remember. Fight with everyone, but I can fight for you with you for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really the feeling of, like, during our worst times, I still want to be doing it with you.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were telling me about you and Alex's relationship, you're like, dude, he's my twin flame.
Yeah.
And I think I try to look back. I was like, Khan, not my twin flame. He's more like my, he's the yin to my yang, or I'm the yang to this yin. He's the black one, I'm the white one. Like, I don't know. But
I think down the line, he became the yin to my yang.
Yeah.
I definitely had calmed down a lot. My feminine energy has come out. And that is how he is my yin to my yang now. Yeah. Before, I think when I was so masculine energy, he was my twin flame, which is why we get along so well. But because I'm in a space where I feel safe, my feminine energy is out. And he is now the yin to my yang.
I love that. Yeah. I love that transition in your relationship too.
Yeah, that was, which I didn't think about until just now, actually.
Oh, that's insane. Yeah. Because I was thinking, like, you know, if anyone knows Sora and Alex, they really are, like, each other's twin flame. Like, they do match each other's energy very, very well. But I think you are right. Like, ever since you've been with him, you have calmed down so much.
Oh, yeah. I'm not yelling all the time.
You're at peace.
I'm at peace.
Oh, I think that's another one. You have to be at peace. Yeah. Like, if you're not at peace, if you're not sleeping great at night.
It's the perfect match. Khan really is your piece. He's very, well, he's a very grounded person. So, or maybe not. I don't know.
He's way more grounded than I am.
Yeah. So I think that's where it brings everything back down to the center.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Well, thanks for sharing, Sora.
Yeah, you too. Our husbands will probably be really happy to hear this episode. We just talked about how great they were for a couple minutes there.
He's going to be like, oh, the first episode is about me?
I know. Maybe we can hide this from them. No, I'm just kidding. But I love this talk, and that is all the time we have today. So we'll catch you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.